Well, hello everyone, and have a very blessed 12-12 day today. And thank you very much for coming on live on this beautiful Sunday morning afternoon. Yeah, we're going to do a very special, in-depth presentation on the 12 rays so that you can become more aware of how they work with you in your life. So this is basically going to be an activation of remembering these creation rays and how you can use them in your daily life for personal healing, for your own healing work that you do with others, and for your meditation. Okay, we shall begin. So, join us for a spectacular 12-12 Stargate activation using the power of the number 12 and the 12 major rays of creation, which were brought forth as channeled material way back in the 1930s by certain ascended masters, namely Dwaj Khul, but not limited to him. He's kind of an expert with this kind of esoteric knowledge, wisdom, very profound being. As always, we will transmit a spontaneous guided meditation and visualization journey through the 12-12 Stargate into the unknown realms of magnificent creation that is your I Am. 12 times 12 equals 144. Which is also a very powerful number. So we will be embracing the spiritual power of 144. So let's take a deep breath and just begin to tune into that with your awareness. Listed below is a sample of the major rays and their attributes, colors, ascended masters, and chakra points that are associated with these rays, which, by the way, have been upgraded, so there'll be some additional, shall we say, energetics involved. So use this as a template or a reference point in your meditation. We will briefly experience each one of the rays for your introductory experience. Each listening will deepen your ray experience. And of course, your pets are most welcome to attend. But please, no snoring, doggies. The journey of a lifetime starts here. On the 12th day of the 12th month of the year, a powerful numerological code is activated, helping to raise the frequency of our light bodies, assessing higher realms of consciousness, and bringing a sense of completion to a greater cycle. 12 is a powerful number that represents wholeness and completion. The seven rays are focused to the solar logos through Sirius, the seven stars of the Big Dipper in the Great Bear constellation, and the seven major stars of the Pleiades from the galactic logos, the consciousness of the divine being. That is by Alice Bailey and Benjamin Cream from years ago. So what we're going to do today is briefly align and tune into the power of these rays. And whatever messages you get, trust it. And whatever frequencies your body is responding to, allow your body to fully embrace that. So these rays are really not apart from you. They are part of your makeup. They are part of your galactic makeup. They are part of your physical makeup. They work through your chakra system. They work in your auric field. You have awareness of these rays in your Akashic records. So Let's open up your records. And in your crown chakra in your brain, you have what is called a storage area. So allow for a realignment, if needed, of your storage area so that when you receive the downloads physically, that your body won't be overwhelmed. Think of it like an hourglass. And each download kind of drips down into the bottom of the hourglass. And that bottom part of the hourglass represents your body. It's always good to do one drop at a time, symbolically. You don't want to overwhelm your brain. Okay. So let's start to relax the body to receive. Using the power of the breath to relax the brain into a gamma brainwave state. That is the state beyond theta and delta. So just hold that awareness. Breathing in very gently through the nose and slowly exhaling either through the nose or the mouth. And let's put our hands together on our lap. Grounding with the new earth, the beautiful new earth, of which you are co-creating with Gaia. Fifth dimensional reality. Now, as you breathe in, take the power of the breath into the solar plexus, activating your power center. And also, in the next breath, bring the focus of the breath to your sacred womb space and your sacral chakra. And on the next breath, bring the focus down to the base chakra. And also incorporating the chakras in your knees and your ankles, as well as your feet chakras and your Earth Star chakra. And then take the breath up into the heart center, stimulating your still point, your assemblage point in the center of your chest, and allow a reset, if needed, of your assemblage point back to its original set point. And let's do that again, allowing, as needed, a reset of your still point. And then take the breath up into the throat, activating your thyroid gland. Holding the intention of ideal metabolism, weight, sleep cycles, blood sugar levels, blood pressure. Take a full deep breath now up into the pineal, activating pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus. Receiving the vibrations from the galactic sun and from the heart of creation. Now, next breath, breathe up into the crown chakra, up through the brain, up into the higher chakra points, soul star chakra and above. And on the next breath, breathe through your arms into your hand chakras, activating the power of your hands to receive the light. Now, together, let's create sacred space for this meditation. A very expanded and powerful sacred space that's going to fill your aura, that's going to fill your home and your immediate neighborhood. Activating now the four pillars of light. Actually, let's activate 12 pillars of light around you and your home as well. 12 beautiful pillars of light that symbolize each of the major creation rays. They are of different colors and hues. They are of different vibratory frequencies. And feel and see and sense and know that these pillars of light are anchoring deep into the earth around your home, deep into fifth dimensional Gaia, the new earth. And we're going to call forth the elemental kingdom to help support this activation. Disengaging now from tribal consciousness, mass consciousness, and the chaos of the world. Completely disengaging from the collective astral plane and your intellect and your emotional body. Feel as if your awareness is now being freed up from the third dimensional, fourth dimensional density and moving into a clear space. Calling forth your divine inner child to receive. Continue to breathe very gently through the body. Beginning to allow the oneness to move through the body, affecting the organs, your glands, your nervous system, your respiratory system, your bones, your digestive system, and your brain function. Let's call forth your spiritual guidance system. Begin to move awareness deeper and deeper and higher into the celestial realms. Allowing for all of your light bodies, your 12 major light bodies, to readjust and to align with this activation. In the power of the galactic sun, using the infinity power as above, so below, to orchestrate this alignment. Now, we're going to call forth now the first pillar of light, the first creation way that represents will and power, aligned with the archangels Michael and Faith, stimulating your crown chakra through a beautiful red ruby ray. Just simply receive and be. Remembering within your I am this power, this creation ray of divine will and power or empowerment. Prime mover. And let's call forward any and all unconscious resistance, blocks, or fears relating to this ray of divine will and power. And receiving any healing vibrations for your crown chakra. Allow this ray to move through your brain, and transforming any trauma to the brain, brain injuries, any level of brain trauma, whiplash, concussions, surgeries. Beginning to allow a full flowering of your crown chakra. Envisioning symbolically the petals of your crown chakra opening up and receiving the rays from the galactic sun. If you feel any head pressure, just simply allow the body to breathe. Feeling the presence of the archangels. Allowing yourself to remember how to use this creation ray in your life. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're going to shift now to the second creation ray of love and wisdom. Divine love and wisdom, pure love and wisdom. Calling forth Kuthumi, the Archangel Japhael, relating to your heart chakra and the cobalt blue ray. Begin to feel this ray stimulating your heart chakra, stimulating your thymus gland and your immune system. Allow the heart to ignite the love wisdom aspect that is inherent within your being and your body. calling forth your I am, your oversoul, and your body elemental. Your blood inside your body before it is exposed to oxygen is blue. Breathe deeply. All right, we're going to shift again to another pillar of light, the third creation ray of divine intelligence, Serapis Bay, the archangels, Chamuel and Charity, relating to your throat chakra and the sun yellow color. So allow this divine intelligence to stimulate your thyroid gland, stimulating your clairvoyance, your telepathic abilities, also will affect the base of the skull, a very important chakra point at the base of the skull, the medulla oblongata. And again, call forth any unconscious resistance, pain, trauma, fear, relating to this chakra point in your body. And together, through your knowingness, tune in to how these primary first, second, and third rays work together in creation. These are your primary sacred trinity rays of creation. Okay, we're going to shift now to the fourth ray of creation, a divine balance and harmony. Paul, the Venusian, and the archangels Gabriel and Hope bring awareness down to the base chakra, the root chakra, and feel the presence of the emerald ray. Beautiful emerald ray. Again, calling forth any unconscious resistance and fears and traumas related to the base chakra. Again, allowing the body, giving permission to your body to receive and to tune into these rays and the presence of these ascended masters and archangels. whatever the body is experiencing, just simply allow it to be, holding sacred space for your root chakra. Feel as if you are receiving the blessings from these rays. I now choose to be conscious of these rays of creation and how they work very beautifully in my life. That is your intention. Shifting now to ray 5. Divine knowledge and wisdom. Master Hilarion, Archangels Raphael and Mother Mary, bring the focus to your solar plexus chakra in a beautiful orange color. Very bright, very deep and translucent orange. And again, calling forth any unconscious resistance, pain, trauma, and allow a clearing of all energies that are not yours that have been absorbed into the correction here. We are actually in the third eye chakra. Divine knowledge and wisdom, Hilarion, the Archangels Raphael and Mary, stimulating your third eye chakra and the color orange. And allow this vibration to clear away all density in and around your pineal gland. The wisdom of the Divine Feminine allow a gentle clearing of any trauma related to your pineal gland and your clairvoyance, your spiritual sight, your visionary capacity, your capacity to innately imagine and create. Shifting now to the sixth ray of creation, devotion and idealism. Or the power of positive thought and commitment to your life path. Sananda, Archangels Uriel and Aurora, the Elohim of peace, solar plexus, and indigo purple. Now, these creation rays are working on all 144 major levels within your chakra points. And ask the Elohim of peace to be with you 24/7 during these times of great change upon the planet. To be with your family and your friends, your clients, your students, your fan base. Moving now into ray 7, the ray of transformation. Saint Germain, Lady Portia, the Archangels Zadkiel and Amethyst. Arcturian energies related to the navel chakra, your sacral chakra, your sacred womb space, and the beautiful violet, a translucent violet. Allow this violet and this ray to penetrate deep into your sacred womb space, healing all past traumas to your womb space. And again, allowing a clearing of all energies that are not yours from your womb space. Dissolving all inappropriate cords, bindings, and attachments to your womb space. Reowning your divine womb space using the violet. Using assistance from Saint Germain, Lady Portia, and the Archangels. Allow a complete healing of your umbilicus, your umbilical cord, your belly button. And allow a transformation of healing for any surgeries in that area of your body and any medications that have affected the functioning, the full functioning of your sacred womb space, your reproductive organs. And allow the body to take a very deep breath into the navel chakra. Feeling your sacred womb space being filled with divine light, the violet, the transmutation through the violet flame. Allow a very deep purification of your navel chakra. We're going to ask your parents, wherever they may be, to also receive the violet. and all significant others in your past regarding relationships, intimate relationships and marriages. Invoke the power of Lady Portia and the Archangel Amethyst shifting now to the eighth ray of transcendence, the eighth ray of creation, Lady Nada, the Palladian emissaries, your solar plexus chakra, and sea foam green violet. Again, allowing a very deep healing of all trauma that has affected your solar plexus. And feel the power of the water element and the fire element. And as they work together, creating a what appears to be steam, cosmic steam, purification, the unification of the fire and water element. And moving now to the ninth ray of creation, your highest potentials, Mother Mary, Syrian League of Light, Heart Chakra, and Blue-Green. Beautiful, translucent, illuminescent blue-green, crystalline blue-green. Allowing the presence of the mother to stimulate deep within your heart chakra, your chest area of your body, deep healing and activation. Of the sacred chambers of your heart, the hidden sacred chambers of your heart, that represent the gifts of the Spirit through the power of love and compassion. Shifting gears now into the 10th creation ray of divinity, Andromedian intergalactic beings, high council, throat chakra, and the color pearl essence. Beautiful pearl essence, stimulating the throat chakra and the base of the skull. Opening up your channeling abilities. opening to your connection with your I am and the collective I am, the galactic sun, and the Sirian elders of light. Moving now into the 11th creation ray of illumined truth, Kuan Yin, Great White Brotherhood of Light, the Great White Sisterhood of Light, the spiritual hierarchy. Again, the third eye chakra in pink orange. Allowing this creation ray to stimulate very deeply not only your pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus, but also the optic nerves behind your eyeballs that connect to your brain. And feel a deep cleansing of your optic nerve of all discord and misperceptions. Allowing for the release of all illusions regarding perception and thought. I'm going to shift now into the 12th creation ray of unity consciousness, Pallas Athena, Father, Mother, God, crown chakra, golden light. And allow a deeper integration of the I am with Father, Mother, God, and the golden light, and the infinity power, and shift awareness now to envision how these 12 rays of creation are working in your life, spiritually and physically. And envision how you have been connected to all these rays of creation and are now choosing to remember how to use these rays constructively and positively to manifest your soul purpose, your physical healing, your emotional healing, your psychological healing, and how these rays of creation work with your expanded awareness of all that is. And envision how these creation rays are affecting your physical etheric body. And how all is perfectly orchestrated by Father, Mother, God, prime creator, prime source, through your I am, and through your complete chakra system, all of your light bodies, your auric field, your endocrine glands, and your nervous system. And let's allow now a deeper integration of these 12 rays of creation in your life. Perfectly balanced. Perfectly in tune with the ascension process and the new earth consciousness. And let's take a moment now as you are surrounded by these 12 pillars of light. Let's take a few moments in deep silence to commune and to receive messages and insights from any of these beings and these rays of color for your next step. Allow a gentle integration in the brain and the spinal column. And allow yourself to hear auditorily the symphony, the orchestration of these rays of light in your auric field. And opening up all of your senses to feel the power of these rays. And now let's take a moment to express our gratitude and thanks to these creation rays, to these masters and archangels for their divine assistance today. Acknowledging the power of 12 and the power of 144. And allow this activation to stimulate your dream time experiences, your out-of-body experiences at night. And now ask which one of these rays that you are to work with for the remainder of this year? And make it so. Continue to feel the power of the 1212 Stargate. Remembering to hold sacred space for yourself and your body at all times. So as you come back to the room and your physical body, continue to allow this activation to run in the background of your life until complete. Each listening will deepen your ray experience. And it is suggested that you listen to the replay on the 12th day of every month next year to receive even deeper insights and activations of these creation rays, 12th day of each month of next year. Okay, let's reground with the new earth. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust, staying in this present moment, fully focused, aware, alive, alert, balanced. Take one more slow, deep breath and come into the now. The rays send you many blessings today and always. And know that you are deeply loved and supported in all ways, at all times, in all manner. Keeping the peace within and remembering to move forward each and every day. Many blessings from the Elohim of love and peace.